Hey, I guess I'm up first. Hello.
The date begins now.
All right, let's get right into it then. Yes, my name is Victoria. It's so nice to meet you. I love that suit you're wearing. I've never seen a dating service that lets you have your own private room. I thought I'd have to chat with you in front of everybody else. This definitely takes some of the edge off. Oh, of course I'm nervous. I'm one of the many girls that you have to choose from. I just hope I make a long-lasting impression. So, did you have a chance to look at my resume? I tried to keep it as simple as possible. I didn't want to bore you with all the details about fashion school or my birdwatching hobby. I literally heard from one of the girls standing next to me bragging about the time that she met J-Lo. I'd fact-check that for sure because... Huh? Are you serious? I've never met someone who didn't immediately think my birdwatching was boring. Honestly, it can be at times. It's more of a waiting around thing, hoping the bird goes by and, God forbid, someone makes the slightest noise. You'll most likely never see that rare bird again. I mean, sometimes that silence can be relaxing with the busy world that we live in. Do I have any favorites? There was the time my best friend took a trip with me to New Zealand to see the New Zealand King Shag. Yes, I know, shag is the British term for sex. It's funny that you point that out. I always thought that it was more of a proper way to refer to sex and kind of more appealing. There are a few birds like that one that have rather suggestive names. We want more examples. Well, I went to Europe to find the great tit bird. It's actually the lower species of the tit family. The willow tit, the marsh tit, the azure tit. Hey, my eyes are up here. Oh my gosh, were you looking at my chest just now? Has all of my tit bird talk caused your mind to wander? Well, this is a private room. You can give him a squeeze if you like. Oh, you just went for it and... Oh, your hands are so rough. Be careful. This is a designer top. I don't want to. Oh, you really just ripped my shirt like that? That cost me over... Oh, fuck, and now you're sucking on them. Oh. Oh. Oh, your mouth is so warm. Oh my gosh. It feels really good. Please, please don't stop doing that. Oh God. Oh, you're already so hard in your pants. Looks like it's suffocating. I can't help but grab it. I was right. I can practically hear your heart beating through it. Why don't you just take it out and let it be free? Oh, yeah. It's already leaking pre-cum. Helps my hand glide up and down your hard shaft. I can't believe you got so excited already, baby. What are we to do about this with such little time on our hands? You want me to do what? I mean, I guess I understand. Let me get down a little closer at this tool of yours. Oh, wow, it's even bigger up close. Let me have a taste. You taste so good. I need more. Oh, fuck. I can't get enough of how hard this cock is in my mouth. You just keep getting bigger. I can barely fit it in my mouth anymore.
All right, you have 30 seconds left.
Oh, shit. It looks like I took up more time than I thought. All right, big boy, you're going to have to hurry it up down here. Maybe I should try deep throating it for you. What the hell? A little bit of a warning would have been nice. That actually hurt a little. Well, I'm glad that you found it very amusing.
And time is up. Your date is over. Please exit to allow the next lady to come in.
Oh. Well, it looks like I'm done here. I hope I'm the girl that you pick at the end of the night. I really enjoyed being your little swallow bird.